Have you figured out why you're so needy? And that's the question I thought I would pose to one of my sisters. And then I realized I have some neediness too. We all do. In what ways am I being needy? Even needy with myself, feeling I need to feel that I love myself. I need to know that I take care of myself, or that I'm taking care of myself, or that I'm doing it in a way that is progressing me towards enlightenment or something. I'm being needy by needing to look at how many people listen to my podcast. That's needy. I need people to listen so that I can help them heal or something. That's neediness. And so I stop looking. I stop looking as often. Instead of looking every day, sometimes multiple times a day. I looked, I believe, today, and I hadn't looked in a few days. Not even sure when the last time I looked was. That's progress for me, not needing to know. Not needing to feel loved in that way, or appreciated, or listened to. In what other ways am I needy? Needing my family to be excited that I've come back home. Needing them to want to hang out with me on a regular basis. Needing them to care about what I'm up to and how I'm doing and how's my mothering journey coming along. Needing affection from anyone. And everyone. Or just attention from anyone or everyone. Needing to know I'm liked. Needing to know I am loved. I have been very needy. Needing to know whether to sell my house or go, sell my house and go, or stay. Needing to know, needing an answer. Needing people to leave me alone. Needing people to show me they care. The exact opposite of leaving me alone. I've needed both extremes at different times. Needing to know what everything means, needing to know the significance of everything. What needs do we all have? Well, we all have different needs. And some are just neediness. Some are just us trying to figure out how to love ourselves by trying to get that from everywhere else. But what needs do we have that are similar? We need water. We need shelter. We need food. And we need to love ourselves and to love each other. It doesn't matter if someone likes us. We hope they love us. But we don't need to know. All we need to know is how to care for them. Because the way we treat people comes from us. It doesn't come from the other person. So all we need to do is just be loving. Because if they aren't loving towards us, they really need it from us. They really do. They need it the most. And everyone needs love. Even people that seem to be the kindest, they're deserving of love. We need to feel love in our hearts about ourselves and everyone, everything, every animal and plant. We need to feel that in us. And then the only thing we can do is emanate love towards everyone and everything, every animal and plant. We don't have to think about it. It's shining out of us. Everyone can see it. And they can feel it too. When we feel addicted to something or someone, that's just telling us that we need something. If we need attention, then we need to give ourselves attention. If we're looking and needing attention from others, it means we need something for ourselves. What does this mean? We don't love ourselves enough that we're looking for it elsewhere. It means we need to cultivate more love within ourselves. And we can do that by getting quiet, sitting still, and listening. Getting our minds to shut off and just be. Feel safe being. Feel safe to be. Be. Just find that quiet, happy, beautiful place to just be. And then learn to just be everywhere, all at once. To just enjoy life and be. Neutrality, calm, enjoying, being. We are beings.